I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel's war sends ripple effects throughout the world. Details coming up. Then later we'll take a deeper look at the meaning of freedom in Christ and what it means for believers in the United States. We'll unpack it for you in just a few minutes. First, the Anti-Defamation League reports 312 anti-Semitic incidents in the United States since October 7, a 387% increase from last year. And it's not just the U.S. Rioters in southwest Russia flooded an airport, hunting passengers from Tel Aviv and shouting anti-Semitic slogans. At least 60 rioters were arrested. Victor Kalischer, executive director of the Bible Society in Israel, says,
there was an airplane with Israelis coming, and they were all seeking to butcher, to kill, to murder Jews. And you see all that is happening around the world.
Is the spike in anti-Semitism a resurgence, or has it always been under the surface? Kalischer, whose own parents survived the Holocaust, says,
anti-Semitism, it's a demonic virus that many people have. You know, it didn't disappear. It's there. And once in a while, in the right circumstances, it comes out.
Even in the political world.
You know, many leaders that even wouldn't say anything bad about Hamas. It's painful. What kind of hypocrisy is that? I mean, what needs to happen that people will call evil, evil?
Pray for Jews to know peace in Jesus Christ.
It is more important to share the gospel, share the good news, share the eternal hope.
Next, life for Christians in Egypt looks different from just 10 years ago when the Muslim Brotherhood was in power. Now, the Egyptian government has given Christians more freedoms. Tassos Ioannidis, president and CEO of AMG International, says there's also increased safety, although some churches are not officially recognized.
Evangelical Christians still face challenges, especially for Christians in Egypt that come as refugees from Sudan or other places, or former Muslims.
Even so, the relative peace and religious freedom in Egypt provide opportunities for the gospel to spread.
There is growing hunger and interest in learning more about the gospel. There are a number of former Muslims, Muslim background believers that are now being discipled. And it is exciting to see that.
AMG supports national leaders who drive outreach through personal interactions, conferences, and intentional discipleship.
Right now we are in a period of calm, so there is opportunity. But it is very possible that in the future things will revert to a more challenging environment.
Pray for God to give AMG's national partners wisdom as they share the gospel strategically. Pray also for new believers and Christian refugees to persevere and grow in their faith. And we'll end today in the United States, where a spiritual freedom ministry is looking for long-term impact. Set for USA helps captives of sin become disciples of Christ through a series of what the ministry calls freedom appointments. Using a biblical process outlined by Neil Anderson, gospel workers at Set for USA help people escape habitual sin and find freedom in Christ. Pete Knorr says Set Free leaders recently asked themselves a tough question.
We look at a freedom appointment as kind of the putting off process. We're putting off the flesh, but then how do we maintain that? What's the next step?
For example,
some people have struggles with addictions. And we know that oftentimes addictions are not overcome quickly.
Whatever sin you struggle to overcome, the Bible offers hope. You can be free of habitual sin, and you can maintain that freedom with the Holy Spirit's help. Set Free USA's new program called Walking Free can teach you how.
We're developing internal courses and then making external partnership connections. We want to have some churches that we can refer people to if they don't have their own home church currently.
Walking Free is in the early stages of development, but that doesn't mean you can't get involved. Find the full story at our website to connect with Set Free USA.
We had our first Freedom in Christ course under this new Walking Free initiative over the summertime. Over 30 people enrolled. They just really bonded together and they want to continue.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.